Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Doctors in Nagaland are joining the nationwide protest today called by the Indian Medical Association, IMA, over the brutal rape and murder of a young postgraduate trainee doctor at R.G. Carr Medical College in Kolkata. The IMA Nagaland State Branch, Nagaland In-Service Doctors Association, Nagaland Private Doctors Association and the Indian Dental Association Nagaland State Branch have announced their decision to participate in the strike. During the period, outpatient departments and elective surgeries at all private and government hospitals will remain shut. IMA Nagaland State Branch President Dr. Tsilhoto Pritso and Honorary Secretary Dr. Au Nungtok Toshi Au directed all district branches to comply with the IMA headquarters directives. Essential services, including emergency care, will remain operational. A Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, was signed between the public broadcaster, Prasar Bharati, and Sansad Television in Parliament yesterday. The MOU will facilitate resource sharing, training of personnel, and cross-channel promotion of each other's programs. It was exchanged in the presence of Sansad TV CEO Rajit Punhani and Prasar Bharati CEO Gaurav Dwivedi, as well as senior officials of both organizations. According to the MOU, Prasar Bharati and Sansad Television will share and broadcast special coverage, exclusive content, interviews, documentaries, audio-visual content, live feeds, archives, and other content produced by the two networks. They will also share human resources, technologies, and equipment. Prasar Bharati will provide the facilities of PEP SHABD to Sansad TV. The government will start a program called Kisano Ki Baat on radio to make science accessible to farmers. It will be modelled after Prime Minister Narendra Modi's monthly Man Ki Baat program on Akashvani. Interacting with farmers in New Delhi, Union Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said the program will start next month. The minister said, along with him, agricultural scientists and department officials will provide information to the farmers. Advisor for Information Technology and Communication, Economics and Statistics and Evaluation H. Setrunkyo Sangtam has assured to address the public grievances for development in the north, in the eastern Nagaland areas. Speaking at the inauguration of the rostrum at Chare Town in Dwensang yesterday, the advisor also affirmed his keenness to help the people for their upliftment. He acknowledged the development already taking place in the state, particularly in the eastern Nagaland areas, and expressed hope that it will continue to inspire the people of the region. The rostrum was constructed under the Local Area Development Program, Iconic Project 2023-24. The North Eastern Handicrafts and Handlooms Development Corporation, NEHHDC, under the Ministry of Development of North Eastern Region, has successfully obtained the prestigious OECO DEX certification for its Airy Silk. The certification was received on Thursday. The OECO DEX certification is a rigorous standard that ensures textiles are tested for harmful substances and produced in environment-friendly conditions. Airy Silk is the world's only vegan silk. The certification marks a pivotal step in bringing Airy Silk closer to penetrating the global export market as a leading eco-friendly fabric. It not only elevates the Northeast region's traditional craftsmanship, but also positions Airy Silk as a globally recognized sustainable textile. Union Donor Minister Jyoti Raditya Sindhya congratulated the NEHHDC team on the feat. Deputy Commissioner Twensang Litrongla Tongpi Ritsa has issued a notice banning all single-use plastics in the district from next month. The notice prohibits all single-use plastics carry bags, irrespective of microns, and all single-use plastics bottles for water and soft drinks below 1 litre. All individuals, educational institutions, offices, and commercial establishments have been directed to comply with the ban. The DC said the folders will be fined ₹10,000 for the first offence and ₹20,000 for the second offence. subsequent offence will result in cancellation of permits. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.